Here we go. Give me count around, Joel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Good. That's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
Just swinging in the breeze.
Big old showtime!
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing Tech Show. And that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. There ain't no funny duddies down at Lincoln Bath. For the stream link, go direct to dlngs.org. And ICChallengeAnalytics.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1013 of the Links Link Tech Show. We have Alan.
Hello, everyone.
We have Pat.
How's it going, guys?
We have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Hello, hello.
And I have much confusion. Now, I've been playing around with the stream lately, and it works great. But for some reason, I'm getting this like, it's like a, I don't want to say it's a beep. It's more like a dwarp. It like every 6 or 7 seconds, I get like this whoop. And I have no idea where it's coming from. I've tried 2 different sources, got the same results. It's just, it's really odd. It's just like, We used to run the stream all the time, and then it just all of a sudden popped up. And I was like, why is this having a problem? And so we let it go for a while, and now there's been more interest in it. But for some reason, I have no idea why this is happening. I've tried 2 different sound cards, the original one that was in there and a new one. It's just really weird. Like when I listen to the output, I don't hear a beep in it, so I'm not quite sure where it's coming from. I've seen other people reporting this, but I've not seen anybody have an answer to it other than, well, maybe it's your audio cable, or maybe it's, you know, your audio settings, and it's, I don't know, I'm having a hard time tracking this down. But anyway, I just want to say I am still working on it. Not night and day, but I am. I learned something today, which I should have known, in the process of moving applications over to Cloud Run and the, GitHub Action that we were putting together to deploy it, so when you deploy the Cloud Run application, it is your project. The Google project, and I say the project largely because we have a development staging and production environment, and each one of those environments is a different project in Google. So that's kind of where I'm getting at. So we devised a way of deploying it. What I have found, put together for some of our other cloud functions, I will say, when we first did it, the Google action that we had for deploying them ran sequentially. So when it was dumping out like 3 to 4 functions per environment, it would have to go through like all 12 deployments of 12 functions sequentially, because there was 4 in each of the 3 lower environments that got done automatically. And that was kind of a pain in the ass to wait for. So we found a way to do it in parallel. It was pretty simple. But we devised the action so that it is portable and that it's kicked off by the either a manual action that you tell it to deploy into a specific environment, or as is the case with when we merge the feature branch, the pull request from the feature branch into the main branch, it automatically deploys it to our staging and our development into staging environments. So the way that was handled was passing in it allowed you to pass in a variable, and in the case of the functions, it was the environment, so that when it went to deploy the functions, it would start each one of the workflows based upon that environment, and then a matrix of all three of those four of those functions to be deployed in four separate jobs that would run simultaneously. So you would have up to like 12 jobs depending on the function running simultaneously. And that reduced the overall deployment of that function from like 15 to 20 minutes, because it had to do it just sequentially, down to like 3 to 4 minutes for all of them to be deployed, which is nice. We're applying that similar logic to the Cloud Run applications that we're pushing out now. And the added complexity we have now is it's not just the environment, it's also the region, because you can deploy Cloud Run. You could do this to functions too, but I believe. But the Cloud Run, you define what region in Google's, out of Google's data centers that you want it to be running out of, which then allows you to put a load balancer in front of it, and then Google will direct traffic accordingly to the closest region that is available, which is really handy, and we want to take advantage of that. So we then would pass in a string, which was actually a list where each item in the list was the environment, and then a colon separating it with the region. So when it came time to take that value, just simply using the cut command to separate those values to get the environment and the region that we need to deploy to. And for some reason, I had it in my head that when you're using the cut command, the field delimiters start at zero. So it'd be like zero would be the first field, and then one, two, three, and so on. So zero is one, one is two, two is three. But that's not the case with the cut command. And I can't believe I didn't realize that and forgot about it, because it automatically threw an error. And I looked it up, and sure enough, I thought maybe at first it was an OS 10 thing, because the guy who was actually putting this together was telling me it wasn't working. And I'm like, well, I guess it isn't working, but is that because it's a BSD version of cut as opposed to the GNU version of cut? Like, there's differences in those commands. But no, apparently it's the same in both of those, because I tried it out on my Linux system and I got the same results. So idiot here forgot that cut starts with field one, not field zero. Everybody, hooray. But Linux in the shell, I went over there and looked at the command and saw it in there, and it's still running Linux in the shell, if you remember that. Handy reference for certain, not all commands, just a bunch of commands that I have put together over there. I should pick that up again. That was fun. But anyway, that's what I'm saying, Joel, and that's what I'm sticking to. Blown away by the silence.
Yay.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I'm going to still plug away at that. Maybe what I got to do is, I don't know. Maybe it's not the sources. Maybe it is the device running Icecast, which happens to be one of the Raspberry Pis over here. And like I said, it ran perfectly fine for a long time, and all of a sudden now it is not working. And the audio
needs an upgrade.
Is it? I gotta figure out now. You know what? I gotta find out where Icecast is running from again. I think it's the Raspberry Pi. Which one? I got to figure it out. Anyway, carry on. What were you saying, Alan?
Maybe it's time to... Have you run any upgrades lately on it? From the Raspberry Pis?
Did I run any upgrades recently? I do run them periodically, the updates, but from what I understand, like, this was a couple years ago that this started happening, which is why I dropped the stream for a long time. So I don't know. I don't know how to answer that, Alan. Could have been an upgrade. It could be. I don't know. Well, maybe I should try running Icecast from a different system and see if I get the same results.
Yeah, if you have a spare laptop or something, you can run it from that.
Yeah, spare laptop. I don't have any spares anymore. Everything's employed at the show. Anyway, what else is new? What is everybody up to? These beautiful summer days.
Job hunting.
Any success on that?
Hell no.
Everyone wants somebody who's young and cheap.
Yeah, definitely the cheap part.
Yeah.
Even like expanded my realm of things I'm looking for. AutoCAD stuff. Charters.
Yeah.
I was making that like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Keep plugging away at it. I tried to get one resume out. I didn't get one today, but the goal is trying to get at least one out every day.
Alan, man, McDonald's is hiring, right?
You know, I'm trying not to go that route.
Yeah, that would stink. I mean, you probably make a heck of you're able to collect unemployment, right?
Yeah. That just kicked in last week.
Wait, what?
I was laid off in April, but I was actually receiving a paycheck from the company until July.
Oh, I was gonna say, damn! How long does it take unemployment to kick in? And
well,
at least you have
but unemployment just scratches the surface, though.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's something. I'm not that upset about it, but...
I remember,
I'll cover the important bills, and then the other bills, I'll just...
I think I was in college. Yeah, I think I was in college. Yeah, early college, when my dad got laid off from... Well, I don't know if he was laid off. I think it's the job completed at the plant he was working at. They were building a generator, and the generator was finished, the project was finished, and the company didn't have anything else for him to do, so basically got laid off. And at that point, they made him go, it was right before the York Fair, because we lived in York at the time, and unemployment office made him go work the fair, before they would start paying him out in unemployment. he ran a game.
Yeah, they're not that bad. At least around here, they're not that bad. I go through Jersey for mine. You have to, keep a track of what I put in case they want to bother to ask.
Right. Yeah. I think I claimed once in my life I had worked I had quit Meijer because I was graduating college, and lo and behold, I didn't get one of those jobs. You know, the career placement thing at DeVry, that sucked. So.
Yeah, I know that was never very good.
No,
that's my other issue. I know that hard because a lot of this stuff, I think, you know, they look for a couple keywords, and if you don't have those keywords, and one of the keywords that I don't have is like, you know, BS or, you know, MS or anything like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you know, when I started doing shit that I was doing, you didn't need to go to college to push Polygon.
No.
Somebody taught you, you sat down, taught, and learned how to do it, and that was all you need. Now it's like every, you know, I mean, and my job, you know, even I looked at the job listing for, you know, back when they were doing all that for mine, if they wanted to, like, I don't qualify for this job anymore.
Right.
What you guys are asking for somebody who takes rectangles and moves them from one slot to another.
Right. And see, my favorite is I'll get, oh, we're looking for someone to do college administration at this college, and they're going to pay me half what I get paid now. I'm like, sorry.
That's, you know, like the AutoCAD stuff. I mean, I was not an AutoCAD person per se, but I do have experience using it. Not the same as somebody who does it, you know, 40 hours a week. I've been doing, you know, CAD layout for 28 years, so it's not a hard thing for me to pick up. But, you know, I look at the prices, and I did have an interview last week, and, you know, it sounded really good until she was like, oh, well, you know, what was your, is you asking for work? And I said, well, I saw what you have on the application. Sorry, that's about half of what I was making. Make me an offer, and I will not notice stuff. You know, basically half of what I was making. Needless to say, I didn't hear. Probably shouldn't have said that because I didn't hear anything back from them. But on the other hand, again, they were offering as their max.
So I'll either get like that, or I'll get a company looking for a cloud engineer. Which, you know, if I stayed where I was and learned it all, I would have been. But. But they're asking for me for skills I don't have. And, you know, that's just, I'm like, yeah, I'd love to try it. Oh, well, not to mention the fact they're asking for skills I don't have and offering less money than what I make.
I mean, I understand I'm going to end up making less money. So my coworker, he got a job down outside of Philly. He lucked out. Working for a place that has a government contract, and they're like, what were you making before? And he said the number. He goes, that's fine. But he's that type of person that, you know, never steps in shifts. He lucked out. Kind of pulled the same things, but he was also 10 years younger than me, and has a...
Yes, most fields are very ageist right now.
And I've always known that. I mean, you know, even though they had to take so many classes on when I was working, you said, oh, you know, you can't do this. You can't do this when you're hiring, you know. But, and we all know that, you know, because this big one is also age and things like that. But we all know that that's what we're fucking looking for. Every manager is looking for the kid just out of school. They can mold the way that they want to mold for one. Two,
I don't know, man.
You don't have to pay them as high as you're paying a guy with 20 years of experience.
No, see, I understand that part there, but, you know, hiring these, like, fresh college kids so many times, it has just turned into a crap show because they don't think that they need to be at work at the time. I had one kid literally ask me, what's the big deal about coming to work on time? Like, really? Really? You show up late, you want to leave 45 minutes early, you take 2-hour lunches and don't say anything to anybody, you walk away when we're supposed to be monitoring batches, you don't actually want to learn your job, why are you still here?
Yeah. Yeah, we dealt with people like that too. I can't say I was perfectly on time all the time, but you know,
there's a big difference between being late every now and again. Yeah, there's a big difference between being late every now and again and then, like, never being on time.
Well, the company had basically, it was like, you know, you had to be there somewhere between 9 and... That was when we wanted to have it, and this was when everyone was going in all the time. They wanted people there. Of course, most people don't start until exactly 9. Stick around till 5. I used to come in much earlier than that. I want to be there at 8. Traffic. Get there till 20. Still got there on time, according to what the company said.
Well, our handoff happens at a specific time, so it's not like you can just leave early.
There's different, you know, situations.
Do you have a call for a handoff, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a document for it. And then there is also a call just to make sure that all the questions are answered.
Okay. Well, fortunately, right now, we're kind of in the lull before a lot of schools have registrations happened. All right, quarter or semester hasn't started yet, so that's kind of where we're at. So it's been kind of slow lately, but that's okay because it gave me some time to start putting together my presentation for training week. So there's that. That's next week or next month in Reston, Virginia. And the rest of my team, I think one guy he's actually going to drive down from Michigan. He's got a camper, so I think he's staying in the camper. And the other guy, his wife has she just got through her cancer surgery. So he can't really go. So at least the upside is I got the rental car, so.
Well, I'm supposed to be on vacation this week. I did get called in today to handle some reporting that evidently only I can do. So there's that. But I'm also supposed to be writing up the life and times of Kevin Mitnick for this weekend's Mintcast. Which I don't know if I'm actually going to be on, but I'm going to write the innards for it because I got family coming into town, and I don't know if my dad's planning on leaving Saturday evening or Sunday morning. And it depends on what time he leaves Sunday morning, whether or not I can be on the show. So I got to get that written up. But every time I've sat down and started doing research, something has happened. So like... yesterday, my 3D printer started, you know, doing its air printing, and it was grinding filament. It did that over a couple of different prints, even after cleaning out and everything. It would print for a little while, and then it would just start grinding and stopping. So, you know, I took apart the hot end, and I saw that the PTFE tubing was clogged with filament. So, okay... Maybe it was older and was causing a problem, so I trimmed the PTFE tube. This is after I changed the nozzle and all of that. So I changed the nozzle, and then I trimmed the PTFE tubing, and then I'm still getting the problem now. So it seems to be a heat creep problem, and I'm only printing between, like, 195 and 205. So it's not that I'm excessively heating up this PLA filament. So,
right.
Is one of the fans going out? Is it just too freaking hot to print? I even changed out the filament thinking that maybe the problem was that, all the humidity had soaked in and it just wasn't doing well. So that wasn't it. And
doing this in the garage, right?
Yeah. Out in the garage.
Yeah. It's probably part of the problem.
But I switched to a brand new, still vacuum sealed filament. And, I'm still getting that heat creep, And I need to take it apart again and make sure that I got the proper amount of squish between the PTFE tubing and the nozzle. But if that's not the case, then I guess a fan has to be going, and I'm going to have to order. I'll just order a whole new hot end with both fans and everything. It's like $27. And I'll just also put the quick connectors on this time, so that way next time I do the exact same thing, it's just, you know, two connections and a couple of screws, and I'm good to go.
Yeah. I have a spare hot end, which also includes the extruder motor, because I got on my CR10 Smart Pro, because it's direct extrude now. But I was able to rescue the one it came with by, like, replacing the heater cartridge, nozzle, and the heat brake.
Well, that's the other thing is I have, like, when this happened last time, I took apart everything after doing the replacement and completely cleaned it out and then put it back together and make sure it had the proper amount of squidge. And it also has the last of my Capricorn tubing. So I might try that next, just move the heater core and the thermistor over and hook that up and see if that fixes the problem. As, you know, a zero-cost fix, since I have the parts here anyway. And then if that doesn't fix the problem, I will have to replace those, the fan shroud and everything.
Yeah.
So that will be exciting. But then, like, today I was setting up to do the research. I still got the Wikipedia page open, and I've got a couple of his books in my queue so I can rush through them at 5X. And, well, I was taking a nap before I did it, and then Jackie, my wife, told me that there was an issue with the van and that it was overheating. So I went out there, and I looked, and thankfully it was really easy to find because the entire engine was covered in coolant.
Oops.
And there is a quick release valve for where it goes into the engine block on the coolant line that had just, like, shattered.
Oh, wonderful.
So, well, actually, yeah, that's a best-case scenario. As long as it's just plastic fatigue there from, you know, heating up, cooling down, heating up and cooling down, it is made out of plastic, and it was several years old. It's probably what came with the vehicle. So,
right, yeah.
But a really easy fix on that. I mean, I just removed the quick release and then clamped the hose that was attached to the quick release directly to the part that goes into the engine block and screwed that down. So, and then I had to completely refill it, but I really need to also completely flush that the radiator, because it hasn't been done in a long time and it just kind of gotten gunked up with boiled off coolant that's been in there, and then it's currently only got water in it, and I don't like leaving it like that because it will rust. So
yes,
we went to the store and we ended up getting two of the dilutable things instead of four of the pre-diluted. Because, you know, half the price, and you're not paying for water. So I'll dump those two in there, and I'll dump two things of water in there and some sealant just to make sure. And I got some pans so that I can dispose of things properly in a 5-gallon bucket.
Yep.
And then I also picked up some oil for the Buick, and I will check the coolant levels on that while I'm at it. But hopefully I don't have to buy any actual coolant for it. We will see. But I know it's low on oil. Again, probably needs an oil change, but that's not going to happen today. I might do the coolant today. I might just wait until tomorrow, since I'll still be on vacation. But I really got to get this stuff written up for the Mintcast, and I feel like I'm kind of pushing it towards the end of time here, and I don't just want to copy the Wikipedia and move it over. Which has happened when things, you know, get to the last minute. But we always cite that source.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's been exciting. And then I've just been having leg pain for some reason in my thighs, and it's driving me nuts. I've taken it easy for several days now, and it just is persistent muscle pain in the front of my thighs. And I know it's probably related to my deteriorating back, but that doesn't make it suck any less. Yeah, and yeah, that's my last couple of weeks in a nutshell.
Yay.
How about you, Pat? What have you been up to?
I've been doing the bad thing, playing some gigs, looking for a job.
Yeah, I haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
we had switched to Wednesday nights for rehearsals, unfortunately. So this is the first Wednesday night that I'm not playing, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we figured it was band stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're looking for a job too? You got laid off too?
Yeah, got laid off in June, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yep.
You having to dip into the 401k to...
No, I got severance.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
I was there a long time, so they gave you 2 weeks per year they were there. So, I got time. So, you know, I'm looking.
Well, and that's the one thing I'm wondering, you know, so you did Java, right?
What's that?
You were a Java programmer, or?
I did all sorts of different things, huh?
Oh, okay. Just makes me wonder how many Java programmers there are anymore since Oracle pulled its mess.
I might be switching to maybe doing admin stuff, to be honest.
Right.
You know, that's the jobs just seem to be more plentiful in that area.
Right. Well, it's like, well, we are actually hiring, but most of our positions were splitting it between some teammates in Bangalore as well as some in Latin America, because we do have a couple clients that are Spanish, Carlos Pizu and Caribbean University, and so I think they're thinking about adding more, because our overall goal was, even our managed, we have 63 managed cloud clients right now, and they're going to want to migrate them all to SaaS. So, you know, they'd like to get it all done and get everyone moved to SaaS and within 2 years. I'm like, that's not going to happen. I've been in higher ed long enough to know that's not going to happen. They don't move fast. But, so I got my first air travel since 2019 scheduled. I'm flying out September 24th, which is a Sunday. And the day before that is the Columbus Coffee Festival. Alan, you'd love coming out to that.
Yeah, I'm addicted to my cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's a... They basically have roasters from all over. Most of them are from here in this area, roasters and cafes. There's a couple. Like, there's one which happened to have my favorite coffee called Viking Coffee. That one's from Michigan. And you pay. Now, you can do the whole day. You'd be insane, but you can't. Because basically the way it works is if you do the whole day, it's like $50 or $75. Okay. That's from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. And then you would have the typical person will do one of the sessions, which is a 2-hour block, or it's a actually 3 hour block, I should say. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is Saturday is when I'm going, and they give you a free coffee mug. It says it has the festival logo on it, and then you walk around and basically get samples of coffee. And I made it about one or two hours before I said, my body said, no more caffeine, Joel. I'm going to give you a heart attack, Joel, if you keep drinking. And they had everything and every kind of coffee you could imagine, from espresso to just regular brew, the most unique one I had is somebody made a coffee soda. That was pretty tasty, actually. But, so, if you need something in September to do.
Soda stream.
You know, I actually don't have my soda stream anymore. I got rid of it when we moved. Although, I've been debating buying it again.
I have one. I use it all the time. I don't have any flavors for it. I just like
right, just the water. Water. Yeah. It. I have to look because I think there's one. The soda streams only usually want you to carbonate water, and then you pour the syrup in, or I've also just put like lemon juice in it or something.
Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Yeah, you're supposed to do it. Anything other than water.
Somebody out there actually has one that'll carbonate any kind of liquid. That would be the one that's trying to do coffee.
It's blowing as it's pouring as it's pouring out. Like those old salsa.
Yeah.
Remember those in like the old movies?
With the CO2, bottle? Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay.
You have a small cartridge, just like you know, like one of the cartridges. Air gun.
Kind of my dad used to use in his pellet gun.
yeah, basically. I think it's a different grade of carbon dioxide.
Food grade, but, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's what those are.
But
you gotta dig around an antique store, see if you can get old ones like that.
Now, my old boss actually, I think you can probably get it as a kit. But they have a kit to convert it from using the soda stream bottles to using, the same, CO2, canisters that they use for, I want to say beer. Paintball or beer or something like that, you know. It's where instead of you have this small slender thing, you have a tank like that's about the same size as a 10-pound, either 10-pound or 20-pound propane tank.
Yeah.
So and that lasts a lot longer. You know, but one of the places I used to take the when I had it and he was using it, one of the places I had that I could recycle the canisters, take it back, was a the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Target takes it.
Yeah, Target will do it. So will Kroger.
You get, a discount on a new one.
Right. But I also noticed Pepsi started making some of the syrups for the soda stream. So like Starry, if you like the lemon lime drink. Is available, and I think Diet Pepsi is too. But I liked Dr. Pete, which was their Dr. Pepper knockoff.
Dr. Pepper ripoff, yeah.
Yeah, but they made a change to the formulation at one point, and I couldn't drink it anymore. It was weird. The new word.
They said, I don't buy any of that stuff. I've had some.
Right.
And, you know, like, there's usually stuff here because my son always likes it. I can't.
Well, they made a formulation change to Dr. Pete, and the last time I had it, it tasted a little bit like maple syrup. Even though it wasn't like I put too much syrup in it or anything.
I can't say
like
I don't
that.
Like maple syrup.
Yeah, but not when you're expecting Dr. Pepper flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you know, or Dr. Pepper like flavor, you know. It could have tasted like Mr. Pibb. I don't care. I can't really notice the difference between Mr. Pibb and Dr. Pepper. But, so I got rid of it. And, I just buy, I usually end up buying a 36 pack at Sam's Club. And I've been tempted to try that. Y'all seen Liquid Death yet?
Liquid Death, yes.
I love Liquid Death.
Water. Oh,
it's so good.
Well, it's carbonated water, though, right?
Yeah, well, you can also get the still one, but they don't have the flavors on the still one. It's just a plain can of, like, water. But, like, the mango chainsaw is delicious, and the,
See, those the, are the ones I'm interested alive. In. Yeah, those are the ones I'm interested in trying.
Oh, they're really good. They're really, really good.
Target usually has them.
Target, Walmart has expanded their flavors, because they used to only have, like, the carbonated and the non-carbonated, but they started getting more. So, you can check it out there if you want to. Otherwise, if you have, what is it, Five and Below? They've been carrying the flavors.
Okay. I have to check. I know Sam's Club carries it, but I think they only have the still. And they have a bigger pack of it. But
I've only ever seen the 12s.
Okay.
And Amazon has a good price on the 12s.
I'll have to check it out. It cracks me up that they called it Liquid Death. But
yeah. But, it kills your thirst.
Yeah. My energy drink of choice is now Ghost in all the flavors they have.
Ghost has like one or two good flavors, and the rest of them are basically, even like the zero sugar ones, they're so sweet, it's almost cloying and disgusting.
Yeah.
But I do like their orange creamsicle flavor.
That's good. Well, that's what I had today. I only drink one of those a day, but I have my favorites are that. That's a good one. Swedish Fish and the red berry Sour Patch are good.
Jackie likes the Swedish Fish flavored one. It's just I've never been a fan of Swedish Fish to begin with. So
Phase Pop is good, which is supposed to taste like
had
bomb pop.
Phase Pop, but it's definitely very sweet.
Yeah. I can't bring myself to try the strawberry Bubblicious because that just sounds too weird.
I've had it. It's just it's very strawberry Bubblicious flavor, but you know strawberry Bubblicious isn't all that good.
No, it's not. And I usually pick them up at the GNC because they have the widest selection. I haven't tried the citrus one yet. I want to, but. But the neatest thing is they also have the legendary Pop-Tart, like protein Pop-Tart-y like things.
I have not had that one.
Yeah, they have an Oreo cookie one and a red velvet one.
Well, Walmart had some Reese protein powder on clearance that I was going to end up trying. It was the marshmallow cream pie or something? But it was gone. So they had the Stay Puffed marshmallow one, but the problem with that was $33 for the same size thing. So if they'd have had the $8 one, I'd have gotten the Reese. But yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't buy, like, I'll only buy one or two of the legendaries because it's damn expensive.
Yeah, well, I gotta order some more of the, what is it, the Fruity Pebbles flavored protein powder. So, I like making ice cream with that one.
So there's they're called legendary protein pastries, and they have the ones I've tried are the red velvet and the cookies and cream, which looks like the Oreo Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
So, but an 8-pack is $25.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting that.
So I just buy one or two. That's it.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting that.
But, now, this one might interest Dan. On Amazon, I ordered a, did you know that, ketchup wasn't originally tomato ketchup?
Get some of that mushroom stuff that,
yes.
Tracy was getting?
Yes, I did. I got two bottles of it, for like 20 bucks. And, today, or no, last night for dinner, I had a, round roast that I bought at the store, threw that in a crock pot with some of that until it was all cooked, and then I shredded it up and then threw some gravy in there, and they had hot roast beef sandwiches. And I have tried it, like, it's about the consistency of Worcestershire sauce and very similar in flavor profile. Touted as vegan friendly because it's mushrooms. It's, you know, because Worcestershire sauce has anchovies in it. So, but this stuff is not thick like a tomato ketchup. It's very thin. So it's good for flavoring things like soups and stews. I pour a little bit and dip a tater tot into it, and that was good. But yeah, it was definitely tasty. And that came from Victorian times. If you watch any of the Townshend, channel, where they talk about 18th century cooking, he'll use it in a lot of recipes there. Cause that's what they used it. That's when they used it back in the day. But a lot of folks, like a lot of places I've seen it advertised as like a vegan Worcestershire. So like if you're making Chex Mix, I suppose you can use that in place of Worcestershire. Although I wouldn't, because Liam Perrins is the shiz. I love that stuff. I put that in stew too. But it's interesting. It was worth trying it.
Never see it on my.
What'd you say?
Never see it on my bottle and try, but.
Yeah, I ordered it on Amazon. That's the only place I've seen it. I think I saw it like, maybe it was Giant Eagle. I'm trying to remember where I know I saw it on the shelf. I looked for it at Walmart. They didn't have it. And I'm pretty sure Kroger didn't have it. But if, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't like mushrooms. Well, you're not going to taste mushrooms when you taste this. It's very, like I said, very similar to, Worcestershire to me.
And mushrooms.
I like mushrooms anyway. I love mushrooms though.
Oh, no. Like I said, I don't usually have too much of them.
Right.
With the flavor. The texture.
It depends where, on whether you're talking about fresh ones or canned ones. Canned ones are pretty rubbery.
Whatever. If I order something and it has it on it, that's when I'll eat them.
Yep. So I saw a story on Ars Technica that looks like Google is going to start splitting up Chrome OS and the Chrome browser so that you can get more Linuxy easier. I'll put it in the chat.
Why not just get Linux at that point?
Well, that's one thing. It's basically what they're calling the Lacros project, or Linux and Chrome OS. So, I assume this is like, let's see. Oh, they're using Wayland for the engine. Which I'm okay with Wayland generally. Although I have had some apps like, well, Mumble act funky when you're using Wayland.
Yeah, you keep hearing that everything is eventually going to switch to Wayland. So, But you've been hearing that for 10 plus years now.
I don't know if it's 10 plus years, but maybe, yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden, I just realized that the first new car I bought since our van was our old 2012 Cruze that my son wrecked. that was over 10 years ago now, which is just amazing to me. Yeah, it's Chromebooks. I don't have a Chromebook. I have never gotten one. The only time I really wanted one was when the CR48 was a thing. And I never got one. But I just can't bring myself to buy a Chromebook, especially when they cost almost as much as a regular laptop.
I don't say anymore. They're like the same price.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking up the Samsung Galaxy Chromebook, and it's like $500 or $600. It's like, if I'm spending that much, just add a little bit more and get a real laptop.
I created the Lenovo here that I have.
The one I had that's gone now that I really wish I wouldn't have. Well, it was slow at the time. Was that those Lenovos that we got from? What was that from?
Yeah,
you know the one I'm talking about, the S10 3T, I think it was. What project?
My son uses that now. He still hasn't destroyed it yet. Working on it.
That's amazing.
I think we got. It's missing a couple. Yeah, I just put Endeavor.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember who, what was the idea pads for? Was it for? It wasn't for MAMO.
No, we were supposed to get them, and then we were supposed to give them out as prizes. Shows.
I don't know.
We got four of them, I think. I can't remember. Yeah. I can't remember what was on there originally because it wasn't straight Linux.
Yeah, it wasn't. And I can't remember for the life of me what it was. By the time I was done with it, it wasn't. It was way too damn slow to run anything on it.
The last one is there for mine. I think I've got Mint.
Linux Mint.
I want 18 or 19. I don't remember which one it is.
All right.
That still is like the only time. I don't know if you can still even get the 32-bit versions anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, I don't think you can because the newer ones are... all based on Ubuntu. Well, they're all based on Ubuntu, and Ubuntu no longer offers the 32-bit. So,
yep.
Bad in a way, but I mean, it's good because it forces people to start using. Bad in a way, it's you can't use your older stuff. Yeah, I've got an old Novo sitting in the corner. It's 32-bit, so.
Well, there's still some operating stuff. Systems that do it, like MX. I think MX will still do 32-bit.
Yeah.
That's like I've been toying with the idea of picking up, like, either a new Surface or upgrading my iPad before my trip next month. I'm not sure. So if I do the iPad, I'm looking at the 12-inch iPad Pro with the M2 chip in it, maybe. I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing that, because I'm going to be honest, my Surface Pro 6 still is working really well for as old as it is.
Ah, you know what?
What? No. Fix the stream?
Well, yeah, I did. I did fix the stream. People are using it now. It wasn't...
No beep?
It's not beeping now. I think it was Mumble causing the problem, because I can listen to the output of... from the speaker, and it was fine. And I tried two different sources, but it was still to the same Icecast. So I sent it to another Icecast server. I just set it up and I was getting the same results. Interestingly enough, I was not getting a beep when I would just play an audio file through MPlayer that would go out to the Icecast, sound fine. It was something in Mumble, and I don't know what it was, but I was digging around with the audio settings in Mumble, and it stopped working. Like, my Mumble stopped having the output, and then I got it back working again, and the beep was gone. So I don't know what the hell it was. Fingers crossed it'll stay like that, and then I gotta get the mirrors up and running again. But I did have a major snafu this past week. Not for me, per se, but my daughter, Lillian, loves to play Minecraft, as most kids her age do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tried to get her to play Minecraft on an older laptop I had here, but she was really resistant to it. She loves to play it on the PlayStation, which is not the ideal way to play, but she does, man. She does. She plays on the PlayStation. She plays on her phone sometimes. And she's great. You know,
my nephew plays it on the PlayStation.
Yeah. So she's loving it, having a great time. Have at it, Hoss, right? But my Minecraft account, I set up my Minecraft account way back when Minecraft first came out. And since then it's been acquired by Microsoft. And apparently 3 years ago, Microsoft
must migrate over now.
Yeah, Microsoft announced that you had to migrate.
Microsoft to Mojang?
Yeah, you had to migrate your Mojang account over to Microsoft. And they gave us a gracious 3 years to do it, apparently. So I got an email last week that said, you know, you have until September to migrate your Minecraft account from Mojang over, and or else you're gonna lose it. So I was like, okay.
September this year, right?
Yeah, September this year. So I'm like, fine, I'll do it.
Okay.
Right? So I go and I set it up and I'm like, all right, I don't play Minecraft. My daughter does. So I was like, in the process of transferring over to the account, my account over, they're like, what do you want your Xbox gamer tag to be? And like, my PlayStation one is Dan S. Washko. So I'm like, I'm just going to give her, set it up as her name, Lillian, right there. So it's not my, cause every time, like, she plays, and if she plays with other people around, like, they don't believe that she's a girl, right? Cause it's my name. When she plays some of the, you know, like Fortnite or whatever, they're like, you're not a girl. And then she's like, yeah, it's under my dad's name. Anyway, so next day she goes to play Minecraft and I won't let her get in. And I'm like, I got this, cause I transferred it over. So I go to log in and, it won't let me log in. I can log in just fine. So what happens is when you start up Minecraft, it says you need, you know, you need to be signed in if you want to use Realms or anything else like that, or the store. And it was telling her that she was signed out. So there's a button over on the side to connect with your Microsoft account. So I did that, and then it comes up with this QR code on the screen, or a URL. So I scan in the QR code, and it takes me to the login page on the phone, and I put in my login information, and it says, good, you're logged in, and then it comes back up on the PlayStation and says, login was unsuccessful because this account is already linked to another account by my name, right? So I was like, well, what the hell's going on here? So I look into it, and apparently the Microsoft, not Microsoft, on the PlayStation, you can only have your PlayStation profile linked to one and only one Microsoft account. I mean, Minecraft account ever. Like, so if you want to unlink your Minecraft account from your PlayStation profile, you have to be logged in to unlink it, like logged into Minecraft to unlink it. And once you unlink it, apparently you can never link it again to any other account but the one you had already linked it to. And if you
screw, that sounds dumb.
Yeah.
If you screw it up,
sounds pretty dumb.
If you screw it up, Minecraft support can't help you, and PlayStation support can't help you, right? So I'm like, what the hell kind of janky ass shit is this? So I'm like, all right. The account, when I log in, it says you need to sign in with the account for Dan Scott 23, right? And I'm like, okay, did I fuck this up by changing my gamer tag or whatever the hell that they use from what I usually have to what Lillian, to Lillian's name? Is that what screwed all this up? So I reached out to Minecraft support the next day, and they got back to me, and they sent me the information about everything I already knew. And I said, I understand that. Here is what the problem is. And they're like, well, you can't, you know, we can't really do anything about that, and because it's PlayStation side of things. So, they then said, I said, this isn't the Mojang account, this is the Microsoft account. And they're like, well, contact Microsoft support. And I tried going through Microsoft support, and it was a fucking fiasco at first. So then a day later, I said, this is ridiculous. Let me see if I can find, instead of emailing back and forth, somebody I could either chat with or talk to. And it took me a little while because I had to go to the Xbox support site to get somebody. And there was an option to contact, but all the like different categories didn't quite fit what I was trying to do, and a lot of them ended up saying, there's no support, there's no chat support for this or contact support for this. Here's your fix for this in a page or a FAQ. Good luck. Well, long story short, I eventually got somebody on from Xbox support, and I will have to say, I explained my situation to them, and they stepped away and came back. And they said, okay, we're going to try a couple of things here. And thank goodness I did that, Because they were very, very helpful. They were extremely helpful in pointing out to me that apparently I must have set up a different account for my daughter in Minecraft. Because my Mojang account, I don't think was the account that was being used on the PlayStation. Because they were two completely different names. And I was able to give him the name that it expected, and he was able to tell me what the email address was for that after he did some verification. So apparently, like my Mojang account is connected to my Dan at the Linux Link account. And somehow I must have set up another account, but a Microsoft account that was connected, not connected to my Gmail account, but was connected to Outlook using the email address of my Gmail account. Like, when I would send stuff it was really weird. When I would ask it to send me a password refresh, and I would put in my Gmail account, it wouldn't send me any verification. But I don't know how it was done, but it all worked out. Like, I was able, the nice thing about it though is when I try to log in to Minecraft through the Microsoft account, I put in my Gmail address and it sends me a notification to my Gmail address to put in the code that's sent in Microsoft's login, and then I can access and get in. It's like this weird thing. So, it's really, really messed up how that happened. Now, I'm assuming it was just a coincidence that the day that I transferred or migrated my Mojang account to Microsoft, for some reason, the PlayStation, the account in the PlayStation, which my daughter uses on a daily basis, somehow became disconnected. I don't think they're at all related to one another. I have no idea. I have no clue, but she's back up and running and where she was before and happy. I'm confused as shit. But that's what it is. And I was very, like, disappointed on how that all comes together between PlayStation and Minecraft. And, so that's where we're at. Are you kids into Minecraft yet, Alan?
My kid, my older son.
Yeah.
Addiction at this point.
Luke was really too old for it.
I have an account. I play occasionally, just
right.
I like tinkering around. I don't feel like, but he's found out that, you know, because he looked up the same LAN as he can start something on his iPad. I can join in. It actually doesn't work all that bad. I really didn't expect it to work that well. It does. You know, I can't play anything well with him because it's like everything he's controlling it. So I may be walking around in survival mode in 1 second and then suddenly in creative mode. Or I'll start, going somewhere and then he's going to pop into me, but he's got the teleport command, but I don't have it.
So it makes it really hard to play, doesn't it?
Oh, it's impossible. I have a couple of mind test ones running on a Raspberry Pi over here. We were using extensively too for it. Works really nice too.
Now, wait, was that to run the client or the server?
Or the mind test, or the mind test ones?
Yeah.
That runs the servers, yeah.
And it runs good?
Yeah, I don't have too much trouble with it at all.
That's interesting, because what I had tried to do is that, like, my daughter, when her friends come over, or they don't even have to be over, but they like to all get together and play on the same server. So, you know, they'll sit around with their little phones or tablets or computers or whatever the hell that they're playing Minecraft on, and they'll all jump on the same server and play. So I thought I was, you know, hey, I'll set up a Minecraft server locally just to see how it worked. And I had a hell of a time trying
they
to get
it. They don't want
that. Well, I had a hell of a time trying to get it to run. It was dog-ass slow.
I don't have Minecraft running on those servers. Those are mine tests, which works really nice if there's no iOS client, so you can't use. Yes, that's different there. I have Docker servers over there. But Minecraft, if as long as he's running it, so then I can jump into his server and vice versa. I don't let him out onto everybody else's.
Yeah, my daughter plays online across the internet now. We monitored, of course. She has, you know, everybody that she's encountered has been really cool and nice, and so that's been a benefit right there.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have any problems with it, but you know, technically, you still 7.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know,
right.
It's always like you gotta be on top of it because you don't know who's gonna be out there that they're gonna connect
to.
Yeah,
the amount of trouble he can get into on his own just because he's constantly going places. You know, I gave him Christmas one of those $3 Endeavor. Actually, not too bad, but it doesn't have a lot of memory or storage. He's constantly filling it up, and I'm like, well, yeah, you have to take this shit off. You can't download everything in the fucking world.
Right. I had to do some repair on my wife's iPad this week.
His iPad is the same damn way. He's got it completely filled up, and I'm like, take some shit off of you. You can't even upgrade it right now. You can't even get the latest updates on it.
Yeah, your son and my wife. Although she doesn't fill it up too much, but she said, well, remember the thing that happened on my iPad a while back? And I'm like, yeah, I did it again. So she broke the end of the lightning cable off inside the port.
What? How did that happen?
So luckily I was able to... You know, Dan, I ain't figured that out yet. I have lightning cables that are years old by now that I still use, but she seems to break a cable or whatever. But at some point, though, I'm going to have to get her a new iPad anyway because hers is it's still running the latest iPad OS 16. But when iPad OS 17 comes out, it won't run it because it's one of the A chips. And the only iPad I know of that runs an A chip yet is the straight iPad. But the Air and the iPad Pros are all running the M series chips. So I think the iPad Air runs an M1 chip and the iPad Pros are running M2s, so the A chips seem to be going away. Although they're still using them on iPhone, but so to fix her issue though, I just got a needle and kind of worked it so I can spin it because it was basically broke off like right behind. If you see the lightning cable and then you see the where the contacts are, the little white space and all the contacts, right behind that is where it broke off at. And I'm like, how in the hell did you do that?
Yeah, how did she break it off without
she did
breaking
it.
The port?
No shit. I know. I'm trying to figure that one out. anything I get her now that will have the USB-C, because if I get her an Air or an iPad Pro, it'll have the USB-C on it. So I actually tempted to just upgrade my iPad from the Air 4 to the iPad Pro and give her my Air 4 after resetting it. She won't care. She, you know what she does on her iPad, Dan?
Slot machine?
Watches TV, for one. Slot machine? Close. Very, very close.
Candy Crush?
She'll take the Candy Crush? iPhone games and zoom them all the way up on the iPad.
There you go.
And I'm like, that's all you're doing? I mean, granted, it's my TV, you know, like, especially when I'm downstairs, you know, that way I don't... You know, we have a, you know, I've been trying to get out of the, when I'm working, if I want to have something on in the background, I have my TV in my office, I'll turn that on, and then the Roku app on the Android can turn the audio on the TV off and make it go into my earbuds so I don't bother the people downstairs. You know, cause I don't have an office in my room up here, or a door I should say in my room up here. But that's, you know, that's stuff I use mine for. You know, and I was trying to figure out why in the hell they need M2 chips for iPads, but because those can run Mac OS. And I ran into a weird problem with my Mac, my work Mac this week, where today actually. This morning it was, you know, it's been kind of slow. Not a lot of stuff coming in right now. It'll get worse here in a month or so. But, so I decided, well, I want to sit and work part of my day in my recliner. So unplugged the laptop from the dock, brought my mouse over here, and I sat monitoring the queue, answering emails in my recliner, right? So I decided, well, I need to go down the stairs, see a mountain by duck as AE go to the bathroom. So I plug it back into the, to the dock, and it wouldn't recognize the dock at all. Reboot it, and it's just fine. I'm like, well, that's all right. I can deal with that. Other than that, though, it's working. It's been rock solid of a laptop.
That's cool.
I have the M1 Pro, not the M2. And I think the touch bar thing is officially dead now, I think. Although they might have one model that has it now. And Dan still has the touch bar.
The shit bar.
The shit bar.
I hate that thing. We gotta wrap up. 10 o'clock.
Yes, we do.
I gotta get up and go swimming tomorrow, so.
Woohoo.
My lap's in.
I got my HF set up, Alan.
You got your what?
I got my high frequency radio, my HF radio set up next to me. I don't have it on now though, cause sideband's a little noisy. Right. No, for radio.
Alright, well. Thank you everybody for hopping on. Thank you Alan, thank you Joel, thank you Joe, thank you Pat. We hope to hear you again next week.
Listening everybody.
Yeah, so I'm gonna play us out. Here are your promos, and we'll see you in 7 days for the second show of August. Yes! What did I do? Did I mute?
Broke it again.
Yeah. Fix the Icecast server and then break the freaking playback. No, I didn't mute. Why? Oh, this is such a pain in the butt. I don't need that back up there anymore. Why is this thing?
All right.
Think of God, this thing's a pain in the ass, Alan. I'm telling you, pain in the freaking ass with this. Getting sick and tired of it not working right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think you're saying you disconnected.
Yeah, I just did disconnect. Let me try it again. Here we go.
I am short.
There we go.
Oh my God, it's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking,
supposed
hacking,
to be playing something?
Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at
hackerpublicradio.com.
I can hear it.
I'm going to get off here. See you next week, folks.
See y'all next week.
Hello. My name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Oh, baby. Tell you what, the wife went to visit a friend in Richmond. Met one of her. She's from Baltimore. They met in Richmond for the day. So I didn't make dinner tonight. I just got some Little Caesars for the youngest one because she and I were the only ones eating. Boy, is that thing kicking back on me right now. Oh, my goodness. Give me a little heartburn. Little Caesars. Pizza, pizza. Hey, anyway. Have a great week, everybody.
Job search isn't going great.
No, not yet. Call me on Monday. I missed the call because I was in a grocery store.
No, my issue
I called back the next morning. Then he still hasn't called me back.
My issue with job hunting right now is, like, you know, I get phone calls about jobs, but it's all contractors' positions. And I've been a contractor before. It's not so bad. But the contracts that they want to offer me now are dumb. Like, okay, hourly, yeah, you kind of expect that with a contractor. But none of the contractors that are out now are offering health care of any kind.
Yeah.
So you have to pay for it yourself. And that's going to, you know, yeah, they're offering me X amount that's more than what I'm making now. But if I'm spending that all on getting health care on my own, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah. One of the things I don't want to become a contract for, I'd rather get a full-time job.
I'd rather have a full-time position, too. It's just not a lot of people are offering that right now because they want to be able to let people go without saying that they fired people. But, no, you know, I have a daughter with a pre-existing condition, so I'm not going to try and go and pay for health care on my own.
I had to fire up the Cobra. That's like $100 a month right there. Yeah.
Well,
How much?
$1,600, and that took away my, I lost my vision and my dental.
Right. And now, a couple questions there. Is that just for yourself, or is that for you and one dependent, one and three dependents?
That's like for three.
Okay.
My wife and my two sons.
That's not terrible then, but pre-existing conditions?
Yeah. Right now, well, I mean, because Cole has the hearing issue, so that gets picked up by the state.
Okay, that's not so bad then if it gets picked up by the state. Well, see, my daughter is now turning 19 next month.
Yeah.
Or this month. So the problem gets to be that she has that tumor and she has a lot of medical problems related to the tumor and then some other conditions to go along with it. And, yeah, I really, really don't want to try and pay for health insurance on my own.
Yeah, mine was $700 a paycheck when I was a contractor for a year and a half. That really sucked.
Like, if it were just me, myself, and I was the only person I was covering, I wouldn't even get health care because I have the VA, and they'll cover just about everything. But because I have dependents, and because of how healthcare works, I have to cover myself, and then I have to cover everybody else. So, my kids need to get jobs and get their own healthcare.
I got too much. A couple more years before I start pushing that off.
I feel your pain, Joe. Tell them to get the hell out of the house.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, it doesn't really work that way in this economy. I mean, Kai is kind of soft starting on the whole being an adult thing. She's working part-time. She's didn't take school this last semester, but she'll be back in school part-time for next semester. She's hoping to get the management position at work where she works, but even that in the area we live in is not going to make enough money to pay for her to live on her own. But and then, you know, my middle child with the medical problems had the issues with the high school, which are hopefully going to be ending rather soon. And evidently there's a lot of problems with getting your GED that causes, like, long-term life issues, including higher insurance rates, the lower possibility of getting jobs, et cetera, et cetera. So we're working on getting her an actual high school diploma, so we're arguing with the high school on that right now. But hopefully that's fixed this next month.
I had enough, and I kicked my wife off my insurance.
That's understandable since she got her own job, and it's cheaper for her to cover herself on her insurance.
Dude, you know how much my wife pays for insurance?
Not much.
Out of each paycheck? $1.75.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's another thing that I would like is for Jackie to eventually find a job that she likes and that pays for her to have health insurance, even if it means we see each other less. With the way the economy is right now, without a two-income household, we're basically going to have to sell this house and move somewhere much lower cost, and that doesn't work with the number of kids we have.
Right.
Unless they move out.
We're moving my kids. We're moving all the kids over to my wife's insurance because it's better and it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah, well, that's just one of the things with people, and I don't know what your wife's income is in comparison to your own, but in a lot of cases, the person that makes the less amount of money, if they have the ability to get insurance through work, it usually costs less to cover everybody than the person that makes the more money, and I don't know why that works out that way.
Well, she works for a school district, so
34K a year is the average on that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we should probably get the show started.